and Taryn in the morning. It's Planet 93.9, the Quad City's real alternative radio. Thursday morning gives us occasion to speak with Mike Schultz. He's an editor and a movie critic there at the River City's Reader. He joins us here live every Thursday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
Man,
good to see you.
You really liked
Woof.
That Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, I sure did.
What is it?
I would go back right now. It is a sci-fi time travel martial arts comedy drama.
Huh.
That is the most fun I've had in years. Years, literally years. I wrote my favorite since Mitchell's versus the Machines, but I like it better than that even.
Oh.
So, and you know,
yeah,
me and Mitchell's really. Versus the Machines.
It's right. Just crazy to me that here we are in mid-April, and I know that this will be a top five movie for you.
For sure, for sure.
When you do your end of the year call.
Yeah, it's top five of the decade so far. It's just unbelievable. And the great thing about it is it's kind of spoiler resistant. You could explain the entire plot and not ruin anything for anybody because it's all kind of about how it's done. So real quick, I'll try to nutshell this. It's about a Chinese American woman who owns a laundromat, has a really kind of miserable, boring existence.
Yep.
She gets visited by an alternate universe version of her husband who says, "There are trillions of you out there and we've been searching for the worst one. And that's you, lady." But they need the worst version of her to defeat this kind of intergalactic being that's created a black hole bagel that is going to destroy the universe. I am not kidding. That's the story. And so she has to go like zipping through all these worlds, learning, relearning everything she learned when she was a chef or a sign spinner for a fast food joint or a Hollywood celebrity and use all of these powers that she's amassed through trillions of lives to defeat this uber villain who turns out to be another version of her own daughter. It's sick. It makes no sense to explain out loud. Yeah. It all makes sense in the moment. It's Michelle Yeoh, who is the greatest, you know, beautifully directed, made me sob like six different times.
I mean, it sounded like writing your review. It's really funny. It's really, really cool. But really emotional.
Yeah, it's everything you want, and it's constantly surprising. And it's Jamie Lee Curtis is hilarious in it, and sad. And there are characters with hot dogs for fingers. I mean, it's just insanity, and it's so thrillingly good. It's a little over it's like 220 maybe. It's a long movie, but it does not feel long at all. I'd see it again in a second. I loved it. Wow.
You say it's going to be really hard for anyone to have a better performance
this year
than Michelle Yeoh.
Right now, it just feels like that's her Oscar movie.
Wow.
I see that happening because it does let her do everything. And she's been great, as you know, for 30 years.
Right.
But wow, I think it's going to be up for a whole bunch. And everybody I've talked to who's seen it is like, that's the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Okay, so it's coming out, being that it comes out in April, people are not going to forget about it.
I don't think so. No, I think it's too weird. I think it's something that's going to stick in your mind for sure. I feel really good about this. I felt the same about Get Out when that was released and came out in like February, but it was like, no, that's sticking around for the whole year. And it did. So.
Now, when we last had a chance to visit, I was a little concerned about you because you seemed like you were looking forward to a Michael Bay movie.
I kind of was.
What happened at Ambulance?
Ambulance. Well, it should have been like a really kind of down and dirty chase movie about two bank robbers who get in an ambulance and drive around trying to escape the cops for 2 hours.
Right.
Like Speed.
Right.
But instead, it's so insanely overproduced. It's produced like a Transformers movie, like a Michael Bay, like Pearl Harbor or Armageddon. I mean, it's just kind of overscaled in every way. The jokes are not funny. Everybody spend 2 hours just screaming at each other and dropping jokes when things should not be funny at all. It was a train wreck. And it was Jake Gyllenhaal doing his watch me pop my eyes and be absolutely nuts for 2 hours. And that just is exhausting. He has to stop, you know.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah, not bad.
Better than the original.
Yeah, more relaxed. I wrote that it was, the first one kind of had flop sweat, like, I'm not sure if we're going to get away with this. This is about a hedgehog from outer space, you know, and it was a hit. And so everyone now is like, hey, we made money. Okay, this is going to work. So everything's kind of lighter and flakier and funnier. And we don't have the origin story dullness with it.
Right.
So, yeah, it was okay. I just read that Jim Carrey's retiring, though. Is that true?
Well,
did we read that as well?
It sounds like something he's saying to get his name in the papers to me, but what do I know?
Yeah. I mean, that would be too bad. I mean, he hasn't done anything great for years, but...
Yeah, what is his last great movie? Truman Show?
Truman Show? Man of the Moon?
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine was great.
That was... Yeah, that's a... that's I hated Man on the Moon.
Yeah. I never saw his TV series.
You can go ahead and skip that,
okay.
too.
All right. Now, fair enough.
Okay. The next time we talk, what will you have seen?
There's a new Fantastic Beasts.
That's a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Without Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's a Hogwarts movie, at least. It's a Dumbledore movie.
Aldous Dumbledore assigns Newt and his allies with a mission related to the rising power of Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but I just learned this morning that I didn't know that Johnny Depp was not in it anymore, that he got replaced by Mads Mikkelsen, which is a fine choice for replacing anybody. But yeah, he like started filming it and then either dropped out or got fired.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
What, and then is there some movie where Marky Mark is a yes. priest?
He's a boxer turned priest.
Is that opening now? Or
yeah, that opened yesterday. Okay. I didn't get to see it yet.
But isn't it like a convict boxer?
He's in prison at some point because I've seen the poster. That's all I know. Okay. But yeah, he's apparently it's a true story about this boxer who then goes to California to be an actor and then gets arrested and then converts to Catholicism and then gets a degenerative muscle disease and dies at age 50. That's like the story.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, right.
Spoiler
somebody,
alert.
Somebody's going for their Oscar. Oh, there boy. We go. Yeah, that hits all the buttons.
Are those all the movies that are opening?
I think that's it. Yeah, which is good because it's, you know, Easter. I'm going to go see the fam in Chicagoland. So
he is Mike Schultz.
Yeah.
How, maybe we already asked, how'd the play go?
Thank you for asking. Yeah. It went well. Yeah. All done. 2 weekends we did. But it was great. Yeah, it was a lot of fun being a pirate and I loved the cast and it was nice to do something my niece could see me in because usually I'm doing things that a 15-year-old should not. Yeah, exactly.
What's
the 11 o'clock show?
What's next for you as a performer?
Nothing. I got some time to kill. I'm going to take the summer off and
you're
and
a
just
free agent.
Chill. I'm a free agent, so make me an offer.
But you're not really looking, it sounds like.
Nah.
You want to take some time to...
Yeah, chill with the folks and see some stuff this summer and we'll do something in the fall then.
Right on.
Yeah.
Mike Schultz is the movie critic for the River Cities Reader. Read his thoughtful columns in the pages of the River Cities Reader and online at rcreader.com. Mike, have a great Easter weekend.
You as well, gents. Take care.